You're not cold, are you?
No, I'm warm.
Well, but that would be too hot.
Well, it depends on...
And then you got it all fastened up here?
Well, I don't want to go around with my stomach showing.
Oh, you wouldn't have your stomach out, I know.
I'm always well-dressed, you know, shoes and all.
Oh, your shoes are just all right.
Where you been keeping yourself?
Well, I've been up here, Mr. Miles, but yesterday I didn't get up here at all, I don't believe.
Yes.
Well, you see, Carrie's gone, and I have to sort of straighten around there, and I just get wore out trying to do.
Well, you don't look wore out. You look rested up.
Well, I'm not so rested. I went up there to get the paper this morning, you know, the gentleman over there to the place he always gives Arthur the paper. And I thought it was going to rain, and I went up there, and so Miss Myers come along, and I got a chance to go to the store along with her, because I wanted to find out if Carrie had wrote us or anything about the dollar. So I got down there, and so they had such nice melons there, so I bought one, and Miss Myers was so nice and sweet, she took me to the house with it, and I was glad, because it was heavier than I thought it was. She said, now you can't carry that melon from here. She said, I better drive down there. I said, well, she said, well, I'll just drive down there and take it.
Leave it here and let Miss Bessie have part of it.
Well,
And I'd help you eat it.
Well, if she is, when I cut it, she can have some of it. But I didn't have no idea it was that heavy. Well, I sure was glad Miss Myers carried it.
I guess the next time they cut over there, I'll go down there and get you some. I've been aiming to, but, you know, I don't know. I miss them down there.
Uh-huh. Well, they're still cutting over there. They must be got a terrible lot of them.
They cut this week over there, didn't they, Miss Bessie?
Yes, it did.
They cut Monday or Tuesday along in there.
Well, sir, there was a gang of those big trucks down to the store there this morning when we went there.
Oh, I think there's more trucks than melons.
Oh, I don't know whose melons they was. But there was...
That's the way you want it, you know. If you got more melons than trucks, that's bad.
Yes, but you want more trucks than melons.
Yeah. Now, this year, they got more trucks than melons. So somebody ought to make a little money around
well,
here.
Well, it's the truth, Mr. Myers. They're some of the biggest old trucks, my goodness.
You know, it's been so long since they made money on melons, you know. Used to. They'd make them, somebody'd make money on melons every year about it. And it got so you couldn't make
it. Well, you know, Freddy's been doing pretty good, but I don't think he did so good this year, did he? Oh, you don't know.
Oh, he's doing fine, as far as I know.
Yeah.
No paper?
I thought you got it.
No.
Come in, join the party.
No, I haven't seen the paper man today.
I got to go up and listen to the evening news, see what has happened in the Middle East.
Right.
You listen to that on the radio?
Well, I listen at it. Oh, Mr. Myers, what in the world is the matter with the people?
I'd love to know.
Lord.
I sure would love to know.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Miss Bessie has been around the house here. I missed her a day or two. I looked around for her.
Well, she was in a smile, but I had my appointment a day for me to go in, and that's why I went in.
That don't mean a thing.
It don't?
It don't mean a thing.
Well, it means something to me, because if I don't go on my appointment day, you see, I'll have to be out, and then I have to wait another time.
But you don't have to go up there without telephoning.
Well, I have the appointment. I don't have to telephone.
Well, you did. You went up there, and you didn't get anywhere.
Well, I know I didn't, but he was in the hospital.
Yes.
And I didn't know he was sick. If I'd have known it, I would have called.
No,
but I didn't know he was sick.
But the other man was there taking his place.
Yeah, but I mean, he couldn't take me when I went up there. He told me I got an appointment for him now at 9 o'clock
on the 19th.
Ain't 19
I told you?
Yeah.
I don't know what you said.
I think it's
yeah,
that.
I believe
that's
what Faith said. Well, now, before you go in there,
yeah.
I'll stay on the table.
It's for me to come in at 9 o'clock.
They don't call you and tell you they're going to be busy.
Oh, no.
You got to call them.
Yes, because they don't know where you are to call you. But you know
well,
where they
I
are.
I never have called because every time I do that, I always get waited on. Never have.
You don't either. You go up there and don't get waited on half the time.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, this is the first time that I went up there and didn't get to see Dr. And he was at the hospital. I didn't know it. I didn't know he had got hurt.
No, but you, before you go up there.
Now, he told me himself to come on the 19th.
Yeah.
So he'll take me.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. He may sprain an ankle or something.
Oh, well. I'll go if it ain't. He don't take well, I just won't go back no more.
That ain't it, Bessie.
Huh?
That ain't it.
Well, I said I won't go back no more. But he told me to come. Told me to come that day and
show
me at 9 o'clock.
Now you see, did you ever see anybody that's downright hard-headed?
Well, but what he's trying to do is he needs for you to call and find out if he's there, that you won't make that trip up there for nothing.
Yeah. Now you try to explain it to her.
Well,
hold us.
No, tell me about they got them down there in Ocala. You can get they guarantee them it's a used battery before they build them, make them or something like down there in Ocala. He said they'll guarantee him for so many months. I don't know how long. I know a boy bought one down here last year. That was a 6-volt battery, and that thing didn't last in 2 weeks. He carried it back. They made it good, though.
Yeah.
They gave him a look. I know where the place is.
Now, some of them batteries I've used them, and they'll last and last.
You tell me they're pretty good. I ain't never got one.
And if you get one that goes right out on you, you can take it back.
Yeah.
That's,
My old lady, she got a. She's sick, but she. We're trying to, she got a couple of days job. She worked through it and she had to go back this morning. I bet you I've been walking up since 6:30 this morning to get somebody to carry the gamble this morning over there. Where she work at, there she worked down from university down by that bicycle place like you going to Newberry.
Yeah.
And I played the devil getting somebody. I said, I just keep me a little piece of something to run, you know what I mean? And I wasn't able to buy a tag from old truck. I want to have some work done so I can haul my vegetable. That's what I've been plying today. And couldn't get a fly what I wanted. I wanted a harrow and a sweep, and I couldn't find one to save my life. I'm going out and see my brother-in-law and see if he got one. I'm going to use Mr. Billy Mule, but I think I might use my brother-in-law. There's a sand to work tomorrow to fly, but I got the nut grass standing up and that stuff like that. Now.
Yeah.
And I got too much money, and you know what I mean, tied in there. Right now, I'm going to try to let it get away from me. I'm going to try to do something to it, try to cover up some of it tomorrow. Because I got to help Mr. Wynn next week. I don't think it'll be about a couple of days, and I'm going to try to help Freddie then, you know, where along my wife, she kind of. Work a little bit now, but trying to get some of them doctor bill paid, you know.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I tell you, it's kind of rough. And, you can't get nobody to carry you nowhere up in there.
Well, my trouble is,
You left your key in the back of that car.
Yeah, I find somebody going anywhere.
Well, that's
except
what time.
When I want to go.
You see, that's
when
what
I
want
to go somewhere, I just don't seem to run across anybody.
You ain't going to get them. If they do, they want you to pay. They want you to buy their car, and then they ain't going to wait on you 5 minutes. Now, I'm about to get somebody. I think I'll try to see if I can find Bunnett this afternoon to pick her up at 3 o'clock. And he'll go. I think he done come back. Now, I saw him. We were going to gamble. He was coming from Toll Gamble. I got a guy in the truck to care over there. Now, I want to hurry and pay for him so I can get it running, you know.
Yeah.
I want to try to haul me some watermelon this year for my hog. Ain't got no way hauling none this year.
Yeah. Well, now, you can haul. You could haul a lot in that thing.
Yes. I could get that boy a trailer behind my house. He got a little trailer. He told me I could use when I want him.
Yeah.
And I could haul him some water, and I'll stack him up, you know, and give him to the hog. A fellow over here in Grove Park. Wilmer told me last Sunday he had a cucumber patch and the cucumber market busted. And them cucumbers look wild out there. Look just as good. If the market will pick up right now, he can make money off a little nice green cucumber just like the first starting off. And buying just a green that grass there. He told me so you can get all you want. You
over
might
that, over that winter.
Yes, over there in Wilmer. See, I ain't had no transportation. I went back and got me a load of them. See. Give them to my hog. That's good for hogs. They get people to give them to the cow. They don't hurt them. You know, or they don't swallow a big one, you know.
Yeah. But now, look here. I've been in the same shape out here. I haven't had any hauling. See, I need something to haul with, too. I couldn't even get some lumber out here. I need to build a little bit. This thing right here. It took me the longest time to get enough lumber out here to build that thing.
See, people around here, boy, I'm telling you, they... Here's the day for this. I think Mr. Smith, he kind of blessed doing the way he got him a truck he can haul, you know, when he get ready. If he didn't, he'd play the devil getting it up there. I tell you, you can buy this stuff at these places. Now, Mr. Wynn's pretty good. He'll bring it on out. But I know Mr. Green down here in the chicken farm man down here in the Green McIntyre. He ordered some tin and boards and stuff, and me and him were working. And I had worked there 2 weeks. And he said, George, I hate to lay you off, but I'm about to lay you off until I ever get that tin. So I've been ordered 2 months ago. And it was 3 weeks before he got that tin and stuff after he had ordered and paid for it. And then he come back up there and I had another job then, see? You know what I mean? I went to gamble and got me a job. See, after this watermelon, I'm going to go to gamble and get me a job. But you can't go out in that road pinning on the him and get back in the evening. How if you get up there and your job rain you out and you can come home, you got to step in and say, who never you ride, we come back. And then Monday morning, half of them, they get drunk. They ain't going to work. See, I don't drink. And half of them ain't going to go well. Then you stand side of the road, the man looking for you to wake, and then you stand side waiting on somebody to go to wake, and then the man, when you do go, he says, well, I don't need you. Well, it ain't your fault. Well, it ain't your fault away. You ain't got nowhere going, you know. And the man think, man, you drunk somewhere or another, see, and you could be waking. See, I don't like that. Not that thumbing like that there. Go out there pinning on somebody, and you pay them, they charge you $2 a day to ride. When you get your little money, you owe all your money out to ride. And you can put $2.50 of gas in your old car, a piece of truck, and go a week. See, you ain't out too very much, but a little gas and oil and the wear and tear of your car. But I'm telling you, if you run into mess, I don't see the people being less friendly than they is in my life. I don't fool with them. I stay home and stuff anyhow. I want to plant that little stuff I got, and I dig around out there on Saturday and Sunday. When I go to church on Sunday, I dig around it. When it ain't church days, I go out in the field and dig around my wife. And they come out there and help me a little bit, and they'll sit down on the end. I dig around and they get up and they help me again or something else like that, and I just don't fool around them people, you know. You can't really ask me about none of them people, but I don't fool around them, you know. Better stay away from around them anyhow. Yes, sir.
I tell you what,
I saw your wife yesterday down to the store, and she said, by chance, if I have some chance, I'll come out and help you. So you might need me to help you do something sometime. I got a little work to do for man Smith. This other fella, I ain't got a chance because, you see, I was working to the mill, and they laid me off on that mill over Van Mutton and a bit so, and I just ticking around to the watermelon starting. I believe next week I'm going to take care of the watermelon proposition. I believe that's going to be about it.
You think so?
Yeah, the driver told me on one of the trucks yesterday that was down here to the store. He said, I asked him, was he coming back and get some watermelon next week? And he told me, he said, no, he's going to get the watermelon in Georgia next week. He said, they're going to start up in Georgia. So now I believe that's going to, Mr. Wynn ain't got too many watermelons out here. Now I'm not too very much. You know, he probably have another pretty good picking. That's going to be all of that. They'll be gone. Yeah, I'm little ones. And Mark be plumb busted when them, like he got out there now, be ready. Now, Freddie got some nice ones over there. He probably another week or so, he can ship, and after next week, then the rest of the watermelon gonna be gone. I know about these people, right? That'll be all of that. That'll be gone, too. That good watermelon. They wouldn't have shipped it long had it been them people down in Markley. I was down there last year, and the people down there said they wasn't gonna plant the watermelon they been planting. A man had 150 acres, had no put a knife in for the market bus. He said he wasn't going to do that no more, so he couldn't stand that kind of going on. So that's it. He's just losing money and fertilizer and labor and time. See? Well, okay, but they really people here now, and making a little money they're making now, is because down there, they didn't have a watermelon this year. But them people that had watermelon this year like they had last year, I give these people 2 weeks like Mr. Wynn, them ain't cutting, he could have said goodbye. This would have been his last week. He said goodbye to the field because it wouldn't have been no more. He couldn't even got a truck in here.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now they got a chance for next week, see? A few trucks, and then after next week, I guarantee you they'll be weaning off. And the next week, I bet you won't get an air truck. And it's just to stop in Georgia and Carolina and get all the watermelon, they go back the other way, see.
Just save 100 miles.
That's right. So. And then they'll be much cheaper on them, see. Well, the way they're going now, they say they're giving every farmer, even up from Georgia to Carolina, a break on the market before it come completely busted. See, they give Florida a break, and then they give Georgia, and then they give Carolina, on up the road in Virginia, and just like that right on. Well, you see, Florida is past due now.
Mm-hmm.
It's past due right now. Cause them people are watching them watermelon real careful, and they want the best. I know the guy on that truck of them, Mr. Fred, just did it. He wanted 25 and lower. Another guy wanted from 25 up. And I wind up there looking at, I told Freddie we got in the field. The guy wanted the 25 and lower, but messing around getting 25 and 28, I look like 27, 26. He got through, he wanted like this, and so he started wanting this. So there you go. They just started picking. So now, the record, they ain't going to want none of it. They're going to go into Carolina where they can get all what they want. Georgia, and then Carolina, and Virginia, and then that's going to be all she wrote. That's a shame the way they, the farmer practice stuff, and can't make nothing off of them. Okay.
Well, you've got to have transportation if you're going to live out here.
Sir?
If you're going to live out here in the country, you're going to have to have some transportation.
Well, like I'm staying now, I'm gonna try to find me an acre of land. So I'm gonna buy me an acre of land, a couple acres of land somewhere, and I'm gonna get me a good job in Gainesville. And I'm gonna buy me a trailer if it's a used, you know. And I'm gonna get off to myself, you know. I like to be off to myself. I don't like to step on nobody like that. So I got a few chickens that stay shot up all the time. I don't like that. I don't even wanna go in. I don't wanna be in jail. I know nothing else don't wanna be shot up. See, that's where you look. You can look for a cow, like they got a plenty range of cow here, but you shut a chicken up in something about wide at the end of that tree there, and these are smothered up, and every time they lay an egg, they don't get out to get the grass and the proper thing, Mr. Meyer, they need. When they lay an egg, they eat them up. They're fat, they can lay them. I don't care what you feed them. They stand up on the feed. I give them. I buy a sack of corn, $3.75. I feed them out the corn. I feed my hog out the corn. And out of all that, they get plenty to eat, and they heavy, but they eat them eggs. Because they don't get no run around, get little bugs and little grass and all. I know about that. I've been in the woods all my life. And you stay them shot up right there all the time, and you ain't got no big play for them. I'd rather be off to myself. And I keep down a heap of confusion, see. I don't like too much of confusion, see. I don't put no even say that until I'm going to have a confusion, see. I walk right off from them, leave them standing right there talking. That's why I say I'll find an acre of land. I think I know where one. I don't know. And I'm going to see can I buy it, and I'm going to get off to myself.
You know, if a fella had a little garden, a little acre of land where he could put in something and have something fresh all the time,
yes,
he could live out of it, and he could pick up little money all the time.
That's right.
Now,
well, that's a stud you got out in the other field, ain't he? That black one, he's a stud, ain't he?
No, he's just,
He been cut, eh?
Yeah. This horse fights in the three.
Oh, I see this one right here.
Yeah.
Well, he's a little shedding, ain't he? Is it the fighting thing you ever seen in your life?
No, he not got no pony in him.
Well, he ain't?
He's mostly quarter horse.
Oh, yeah?
And he got a little, that mane there, that's a little welt he's got in him.
Oh. I thought he was a little shelling. I could see him off of this. I've never been that close to him since, you know, we were working out here. I thought he had a little shelling in it.
Yeah. No, he mostly,
But I know one of them some mean little horses, them little shelling pony. They're the meanest little horses you ever seen in your life. You know, they'll try a great big horse there, knock him down. He'll get right up and try him again.
Mm-hmm.
I was out working on this horse farm out there, and the boss had four of them out there, you know, and that way they got all them fine horses. And he wouldn't put them horses with them shelling to save your life. He said, them shelling don't do them, cripple up them horses, you know, bite them, slip up to them, and kick them. And, it's mean little jokers. Well, I'm just a riding horse there for the girls. You got company to get a ride.
These little fillies?
Yeah.
I've got two little fillies.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one there. All the children ride them.
They're kind of young, too, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. They're about, going on three.
Three?
I got them when they were.
A little colts?
Colts, just been winning. Just let them grow up around here.
Mr. Fred Wood was telling me about a fella. I just remember what he told me his name was. He owned this place down here. Well, I from Mr. Fred Farm down there. He bought it here, and he thought he was going to make a boat camp out of it, you know. And when he found out, he said Mr. Richardson owned the lakeside. So after he couldn't come in possession unless he, you know, rented the lakeside from Mr. Richardson, he decided he wouldn't make nothing out of it. So he wouldn't sell it. They even had heap of offers to sell it. And he wouldn't sell it, him and his brother, I think. And Mr. Fred was telling me, say, if I get in touch with him, say, I could rent it just to, little or nothing, just, you know, take care of it. That'd be just the spot I'd want, off to myself, that side of that road. I get my house back over in there, you know, and maybe he'd let me put a fence around, you know, and I could raise my chickens.
Has he got a house out there?
He got a house, but I wouldn't stay in that house. I'm scared of that house. They tell me that house is open. I ain't never been to that house. That's something I hard to walk on a man's property, you know. You know, fool, I know I got no business, I don't go in there. And from the looks of the road, they don't like got no windows, and I bet you snakes mad me in that thing. But they killed a big rattlesnake out there from him about two, 3 years ago up on a boat out there. And I remember that place from a kid. That was just called to be rattlesnake hidden in there, you know, in the woods.
Yeah.
And Mr. Richard, somebody done some cleaning, and I bet you running right up there in that field and up on that house and all. But what I'd do, if I'd had it and had me a trailer, I'd go out there with me a tractor, get somebody to cut that thing down like that there, and I'd take my axe and get around there, and I'd limb, and I'd cut, and I'd limb, and I'd put me a nice trail up on there, and I'd mow around that house, and I'd keep around that house mowed real good, you know. And that way, you can see them rattlesnakes, the snakes coming in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just to move in that house, I bet you rattlesnakes in that loft or somewhere. And like a fellow was telling me up here, going to Blackie, say a man had a house there, a white fellow, so he moved out the house. And about 3 months' time, he went back there walking around this and he killed 18 rattlesnakes coming out of that doggone house up underneath and all out the old chimney.
Yeah.
I got to move out of the whole house down, because I bet there was some more in there. So you take a whole house, sitting down there, nobody don't stay in it for years and years. Ralph McLeod sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I get snake bit. Laying up in the bed and want to crawl off of Oya and bite you to death.
Yeah.
But I say, I'd stay there if I could get me a little trailer. I'd had me some old boards and build me another house myself, you know. I wouldn't stay in that thing. I'd be scared. I'd be scared I'd bite my young.
You ought to have something like that to live
yeah,
in.
Yeah, sir. That's just what I want me. So I don't, like Ms. Smith was telling me here about 3 or 4 months ago. She said, see, I said, you're seeking to find your used one, you know, small one, same. And you can, you know, add on to it, take it some doors if you want.
Or you can build an old shed there, you know, and just close
that's a nice trailer there. I know I couldn't buy now. They'd take it from me if I'm trying to go buy a new one. I wouldn't. That's where a person do wrong. I see these people, the younger people got kids, and I see some older ones do. They do the foolish thing I ever see, Mr. Ma. You know what they'll do? They'll be renting. Like they're renting from you right here and staying in your house and paying you every day. And they work and making pretty good money. They take their money and go buy a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't got to pay to put them children in that wife, eh?
Yeah.
And go buy a brand new car and pay just about all of the man come take it. And still, if you tell them to move, they ain't got no place to go at. You see, that's what I think is foolish. God done. I got that old truck. I'm going to keep it till it falls to pieces. I fix it up. I still drive it. You know, I haul my little vegetables or wood or something for somebody. Mother person tell me, say, I'll sell you a brand new car and make you pay me $25 a month. I wouldn't want it.
Uh-huh.
I first think I want to buy me a home or get me a home or something for my family. And get it paid for, and then I go and buy me something like I know I could put some confidence in. I don't want no new car. I can't afford one. Why should I go buy one? I can't afford no new truck, no new car. What am I going to do it for the man to take it?
Uh-huh.
I got all my money soaked in and the man come take his car, but quite naturally, if you don't pay for it, he's going to come and get it. It's his one. And then you're mad. But you fault nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
You fault yourself first, and you'll get mad with the other people. See, that way I look at it like that. But see, like my shape, I got a little newborn kid there, about 7 months old, and I got my other kid. They caught me 7 cents a day when they going to school. They got to wear clothes, and they got to eat, and I got to eat. My wife got to eat. I like a fool when I'm riding a brand new car, and they got to pay to lay my head tonight.
Yeah.
I paid rent where I stayed. That's my auntie paid. That used to be my house.
Yeah.
But when Mama died, I didn't want no more parts of that place up there. I knew I would never live there right now, huh? And hadn't been for my wife, I wouldn't have been there now. But she asked us to find us another place because she's going to move in there, over in that house because the other part of the land lost to Mother Annie, Mother to Annie. Well, they going to come home and they going to stay. Well, I like a fool going buying a new car and staying there renting and paying her $7 a week.
Yeah.
Ain't going to buy a new car and they got to move too.
That's the way people do.
And that's what they ain't wrapped too tight up in the head. I ain't either, but I know that's wrong to do such as that. If I'm buying an acre of land, I'm like a fool going and buy 20 acres of land. Country have a good way, a good proposition to live. Don't live as good as some of them people, and they pay high house rent for nothing. You see?
Yeah.
But I look at it, I'd say anything. If I had to take a doggone tarpaulin and throw it over a tree, long as snake can come in, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
I was asking this lady about this piece of property down here. I thought, boy told me, she said, sell it. And I asked the lady yesterday, she said, no, I wouldn't sell that. That's where Arthur Kemp lived there.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't. I said, I wonder would she sell about an acre of it. She said, no, she didn't think she'd do that either. The lady wouldn't. People got a heap of ground. They don't even want 10 of them. Mine, if I wasn't 10, you know what I mean, I had cows or something other on it, I'd sell an acre or two of it, you know. And it grows up in the trees, and they don't never do nothing with it. One thing to another. That'd be a nice little house, a little place somebody taking and clean it. All it needs is being cleaned up.
I'd
clean that thing up there, you wouldn't know it.
I used to looking around for some land, and I found out the hardest thing in the world to buy an acre of land, or 5 or 10 acres, is easier to buy 1,000.
That's right, if you can afford it.
If you can, if you want to buy 1,000 acres of land, you can find a lot of possibilities.
I see they had that in O'Keller here, not so long I looked in O'Keller paper, they had, look out there, cuz! 150 acres of land, they had it for, I think it was $3,000, $4,000, part of it was woods, and I couldn't afford that, you know, I don't try to get something I can't get hold of, so I just don't fool with it.
Fella had a little money, it sure wouldn't help him, would it?
That's right. Well, actually, a man don't make no money here. What's while he even do too very much with when he... The average, he make around about $55 or $60, $65 a week. And if you're riding with somebody, you order about 15 or 20 of that out.
Yeah.
And he got bills he got to pay, and then he got to eat. And if he's staying on somebody's place, he got to pay house rent. Then he got to pay the light bill, maybe insurance bill, and he ain't got nothing left.
He ain't got much.
Then he got a little slack in the house with the grocery proposition.
That's right. And then if he gets sick or something,
then you got to go to the doctor on credit. Then tell him you pay him money.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it's just a pain.
It's hard work.
But myself, I don't want to fool with too many of them. Like right now, my old buggy gone down. God's going to do some work on it for me. I just get right out in the road and start walking. I'm used to walking. I walk 20 miles if I want to go somewhere. I get on out there and start walking. It ain't going to stop until I get where I'm going either. I see some of them set side the road. I don't set side the road. I keep forgetting them. If it rain, I'm going. If it ain't rain, I'm going. So that's the way it goes. But I can't take my family, you know, and do that.
No, you can't take your family. That won't get your wife to work.
No, sir. She's having a pain now. She said she want to talk with the lady today and see if she use her kind of regular, you know. And even one thing is kind of misunderstanding. She getting back and forth with the weight, see? That's the only thing now.
Yeah.
I could run up there, had my old truck running or something. I'd run up there early in the morning, see, and come on back and go to work. Or
yeah.
Either I might get me a job up there, and that way, you know, she can ride back and forth with the need, but she's not
yeah.
going to 5 o'clock. Well, I thank you, Mr. Miles.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'll see you next week.
Well, I thought that it was just soft out there. Well, I guess it is. But,
you start digging down. You're going down. You got to keep moving when you get to the end there.
Well, I took my truck and went in there behind them, and I, like, never got out of there. You know, it was in this narrow rut, sir. I got stuck in there. I couldn't hardly get through there.
I got stuck in my car. You're going down to your gate there a little bit.
Is that right?
That's where we had that rain. You know, they had them ruts so deep.
Yeah.
Just dragging down there, and I couldn't get through.
If
you'll
let me put the boat in the water, it'll be fine.
All right, sir.
I got a big boat. I thought I'd bring a little. I got a little John
boat. Well, I don't know.
They think they'll clean it up today.
I'm glad to meet you.
For this week. We got a lot of stuff coming on the vine. About.
How long it'll take it?
Maybe I'd be just
one. We'll cut some next week. About Wednesday.
I sure have. I got what you want? 25?
Big?
Yeah. Looks to me like this is fine time to cut. There's more trucks and melons right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We have to wait till we get some more ripe. So.
Yeah.
We did pretty good yesterday. We filled up those 2 semis. $82,000.
Yeah. Do you all ever let them take the things off and sell them, and then you get the money from up there?
No.
You collect right here.
Right here.
You never do it that ever, do you?
Mm-hmm. No, sir. We cash on the spot.
Cash on the spot. That's better than twice as much as you never get,
mm-hmm.
or doubtful.
Well, our name is still kicking.
The reason I said that, I heard some people talking the other day that they, some of the shippers advised them to do the other way, and I said,
they have something they call consignment, that Mr. Huffman has come to take the melons on consignment. He'll send them off.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't do it unless it was through a broker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll send them off, and
we'll
have
know
this thing, paper written up.
V-A.
And then whatever they get, that's what the farmer gets. Whatever they bring when they get to where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only way. Now, anybody can take them like that. They'll just go up the country, and the highest bidder gets them like that. When they're on consignment, but I don't understand it too much. But I like to cash on the spot.
A person wouldn't do that unless the market was low.
That's right. Unless they had something they really want to get rid of and fast.
Hey,
can't
think.
Well, that's the beauty of melons. You don't have to, they won't throw it on your hand like tomatoes or something.
No. You can hold a melon a day or so.
That's a pretty interesting thing to grow.
I can see now a little bit that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Has your man ever get his deal settled over there or not? Dodd.
Fred, I tell you the truth, I don't know just what they've done over there.
I was just wondering, I hope they've cut the watermelon. I'd hate to see those pretty watermelons sit there in the field room.
Oh,
watermelon. Well, he punishes that crew, that fella Horn up there in Atlanta. I think Wilson had much to do with the cutting. Horn did all the cutting. That's all. They do that under contract.
Oh.
They contract so much a pound for everything.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. That's your big produce man up in the country.
Well, you can find them around here that do that. Yeah. They migrate. They'll get a bunch of them together, and they'll start cutting watermelons in South Florida, and they'll keep going up till they wind up in South Carolina, or maybe that's about as far as you go with your watermelon belt. They cut some up in Delaware, I believe, someplace up there. A lot of times they'll get up there and take them trucks and get right in the midst of the peach and the cherry and all that business. That's what you call market labor.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you.
Inspector. We've had them many times. They don't know much more about going on than I do. A lot of them don't.
Well,
I
tell you,
I'm going to contract that way and not bother Al. They're going to work for him.
Well, these are fine fellas, and they all look like pretty gentle fellas. Yeah. Yeah. And he was just ready to go. And somehow or other, he wasn't able to Good morning.
Well, how are you this lovely day?
I'm warm. How are you this morning?
Well, it's past being warm. It's hot now.
I don't know
but
how.
You bring
me bad luck. Every time I see you, I'm just as flat as a flitter. I haven't got 2 cents. I just wish.
Well, now you was that way before I got here.
You know what I do?
Huh?
When she comes in, I haven't got any money. I just reach in there and get something.
Yeah. Yes. That happened last 2 times I've seen you down here. I ain't have a nickel. Isn't that awful?
Well, now you was that way before I got here. So you can't lay that blame on me.
I'm not very good bit.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you now. See you next time.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Now, that fella, now, you got a pretty good demand for watermelons.
Yeah.
Now, these chain stores are like this. I have sent in a truckload of watermelons where the weight would vary too much. Well, they just raised about that, and they penalize you for it, too. Now, if you can get a crew that know how to size a watermelon and a good pack, well, you can get along all right. But we have to pick up what we can get to load these watermelons for. And most of them can load them the rest of their life, and they still wouldn't know how to size them. They wouldn't trust.
Well, now, this fella, I talked to this fella.
Well, they loaded 17 trailers down there yesterday on that bill.
17?
17 trailers.
You mean that'll go fast enough to load 17 trailers?
That's what he loaded yesterday.
My time is
36
hours.
How much was it cutting? How much was it driving the truck and all?
I could not tell you how much it was one way and how much it was up. Let me ask you something. Me and Ash didn't drive those trucks. Who would you get to drive? I got that. A nigger up there. Got lots besides. Probably, and you ain't going to drive, but I know that.
Don't you have any cornbread over your house?
Where's my
What? Hey, go on.
Where's my money go?
I don't have any, I don't have any cornbread over my house.
Get it out of there.
I sure
don't. Nickel and a penny in
there.
What?
I didn't think that belt looked so slow to me when I'm down there.
Very slow.
If you just keep it moving.
Yes, if you got the watermelons coming in, they had plenty of watermelons coming in there yesterday.
Where was it coming from yesterday? I've lost touch, friend.
Yeah.
I don't know who's doing what. Anybody cutting?
Well, we about wound up. We got some good leaves and got them cutting.
What do you mean, wound up?
Till we get some more ready.
Yeah. Let them grow a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get right.
Yeah, you coons don't even like them, except over at my place.
Well, you ought to teach your coons better.
How's your, how's the demand holding up? That's what I want to know.
All right. Marvel's fine.
Is that right? Yes, it's holding up, is it? With all, they got two belts going, somebody said, down at the packing house.
Loading out. Randy told me they're loading 20 cars a day down. 20 trailers. That's moving them out pretty good, ain't it?
Well, I wouldn't know. Sounds like a lot of melons.
Well, multiply 20 by 40,000, you'll know about how much tonnage they're putting out a day down.
40,000 pounds about to a trailer?
$40,000.
Someone
gave
you a nail. Yeah. Well, at a cent a pound, that'd be $40,400.
Worth more than a cent a pound. What about a cent and three quarters?
2 cents a pound would be $800. $700, and a quarter, three quarters.
You ought to get in the watermelon business next year now. Plant your big crop of them.
Having
some fun.
I can see. I can see, Fred, I'm not in that league.
Fast league sometimes.
Yeah.
I tell you that, it's a rat race.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Well, how about Robert? What are they doing?
They're picking cantaloupe today.
Well, I better go down there, hadn't I?
Been holding much on by. You know, got dinner at old cantaloupe pickers.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, it's been so hot out there, Fred. It's going to have to rain to cool us off.
I don't think we're going to have melon very much longer. The rain starts, the disease starts. Or it's got something out.
Some disease?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is that disease, Fred?
It's a fungus you call anthracnose.
How does it affect it?
It affects the foliage, and it will affect the fruit eventually. Get little rotten places under the bottom of them, under the bellies, or on top of either one, it'll just go right on through.
Right on through. Now, what's the word, and what?
Anthracnose.
One word? And track
over.
Well, let me tell you, I
ain't well pleased over the deal now. Is he? Don't know what he's doing yet. I haven't talked to him.
I haven't been back over that since then, Fred. And
you
I'm
see
on.
See him over there then?
Yeah. He looked around like he wasn't sure what was going on.
I think he'd come out all right. But I think that fellow just trying to steal his watermelon crop from him. I don't know. The man he's in with up there, well,
I think he's straight, that fellow. His hand in the melon's farm. I think that fellow will treat him all right. That's what the people tell me. I don't know anything about him, but I had about two old watermelon men in here that said that fellow was all right.
Oh, you mean?
All here down there. I said that fellow was treating him all right. I said Wilkins steal his hands from him all today.
Which one would treat him all right?
The man that's handling his melons.
Oh, you mean up the country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he'd treat him all right, but he said that Wilkinson would take him to ride if he could.
Well, that's one of his friends, you know. I guess everybody got friends. Well, I thought I'd run down to the packing house.
That fella, he knew he had a greenhorn over there. That's what he did.
Yeah.
I tried to pull the same thing on old Doc Evans, but Doc Evans is a pretty shrewd old guy. Doc Evans got the price out of his watermelon. He didn't give him away.
Oh.
Doc threw his part out over there when he had him, but he didn't.
He didn't give him away.
No, he didn't. He got $200 an acre for his watermelon, they tell me. Next to him, that is it. You know, Doc tried to sell Fred in here, piece of property over there.
Well, Fred, you don't have to have it. Let me tell you, up the country there, one of my neighbors, tell the 40 now. Sell my melon?
Sell your plate.
Yeah, that's like gold dust over there now, Fred.
I'll tell you who it was. You know Burry, don't you? Henry Burry?
Burry ain't got enough money to buy that place.
Well,
he's
got a boy that's a druggist, so I think that's the way he was trying to spread it.
He had to be in the United States Mint before he could buy any property.
Yeah, if you want to sell it, I told him I didn't know where you could get it. Well, you didn't. I had never heard you say.
Have some freedom. I wouldn't. It would kill me to have to live in town. I'd be.
Your brother up there keeps saying he can sell out and buy a trailer. You know, I don't even think that's funny. I mean, I wouldn't even joke about something like that.
That's him. No, he's been threatening that for a long time. I don't know whether he will do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to even threaten around me. I don't love to hear that. You fine. He got a fine place up there. He back there and nobody.
It's a nice little place, nice little grove up there. No.
Yeah, he back there in the woods. Yeah. What do you want? What in the world does a man want? I don't know where you'd find another place like that. Comfortable? See, back there, Fred, you don't have to dress it up all the time. Hell, you can even let the paint go. You don't even have to paint it.
You just like your fleet.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
Well, in a manner, yes, you can. Now, you take over that way I am. You see, I built a three-car garage for $125. And most of that was a tin roof. Well, if I'd been out there on the highway.
You got a cement floor in it?
Yeah, I got a good dirt floor in it.
You didn't put concrete.
I don't need any. I just put a little clay in it. Do just. I haven't done it. We'll see if I'm a little closer to town. Yeah, dress up. Oh, don't tell me about this high class living.
I wouldn't like living in a trailer worth of doing. I'd be too crowded, wouldn't you?
Well, a trailer's got its uses, you know. It'd be nice to have one.
I'd like to have one to take a trip somewhere, you know. Ride over the country.
Maybe.
It may be cheaper that way than the other way, but.
I don't know.
Just living one, I won't be like how much about it.
I haven't got anything against trailers, but I wouldn't swap that thing off for half if I had to live in them.
The thing about your property now is that they're in taxes on it. They keep going up on that. That's makes it hard on them.
Yeah, that makes a man, you know, that means you got to work that much more to pay them off. So they've been in the Cantaloupe today.
I like to work to raise watermelon. I like seeing them grow. I like to eat them fairly well. I'm not being crazy, but I like to raise corn.
Yeah. I like the smell of corn growing. Watch it here. Listen
I
to it.
I do too.
I thought at one time I never would let a season go by I didn't put in a little corn. I do.
I believe we're going to make a pretty fair corn crop this year, too.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Could use a little more rain or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah? You'll get plenty of rain.
That's right.
You know that, what they call that Bermuda High has been over us and been pushing the weather out away from us. Whatever they call that, all this whole eastern United States.
You know, I've got a cow that's been down about 2 months. I keep feeding her and watering her. She's got a sore on her leg. I've got something today to put on that. She had a calf, Freddie found her. The calf was born dead, it was still in the sack. And she can almost get up, but she can't get up. Mm-hmm. But I keep feeding her and watering her. I don't know what else to do. Freddie's took his gun up there to kill her twice and put her out of her misery, he thinks, but every time he goes up there, she nearly about gets up and she's as gentle as she can be. And I think I'm just going to keep the feeding her to see what she's going to do. She won't eat anything much except green feed, and she'll eat a little dry corn. I can't make her eat dairy feed. She never will.
No, she never learned.
I guess so.
Yeah.
She won't eat it.
I've seen them like that. They'd starve.
She'll eat dry corn.
Put that stuff for them, they'd starve. They never would.
She won't eat green corn. She'll eat the shucks off of it and the corn leaves.
Yeah.
Just go for that like everything, but
yeah.
She won't eat that green. The year corn, but you can give a piece of dry corn, chili.
Well, now that's one beauty of handling your calves when they're young, you know, so they'll learn to eat all them things.
Yeah.
I think it's worth a little trouble, the ones you're going to keep, you know.
Well, we will creep feeding a bunch of hours till we run out of feed.
Well, that'll do it, yeah. Sure. It doesn't seem.
This old pasture over here by the church is coming out again since it started raining. It needed fertilizer on it. Need some lime on here. It's a little bit, pH is a little bit on the wrong side over there.
Yeah.
Up the railroad here, I need to put some fertilizer down. A bit bad on all that.
They've got up there at the Farmers Mutual, they've got the 1688 this year. They want $60 for it.
Edward's got one that is, $15 something else. I don't know. It's about, he said that the university is recommending that more than anything else for your hair grass pasture. And he's got $57 and something to turn on it. Of course, you have to put it down yourself, I'm not sure.
Well,
you can borrow that thing that they put the fertilizer down over there with. If you buy from it, get it in a book.
Yeah.
And hook your tractor onto it and spin it out yourself on your pasture. You can do a better job with your tractor out there pulling that thing around the end of these trucks, because you can get in close places with that, your tractor and that.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy enough to get the use of it.
Mine hadn't had any on it in a long time up there, and I need some.
You got to buy 5 tons before you can do anything, you see, and I can't use 5 tons at one time. Not with my operation.
It pays to put it on there. It pays to have a good grass crop out there.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that they were going to manufacture fertilizer from this for cesspool pumpings up in Gainesville. They're going to put in a plant up there, and stuff's going to sell for about $25 a ton, and that it will stay in your soil for 4 or 5 years. Chicago sludge is what you call that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it's in fertilizer. You know, your organics in all this Fumos fertilizer, they get the organics from Chicago sludge.
Yeah.
In your Swift fertilizer, you get all your organics from tankage. Of course, they're big meat packers, and it's dried blood in the tankage.
Yeah. Be nice to have a little reasonable price on those things.
I've got a cat buried up around my house now. You holler just like a cat.
Yes. I don't hear any cat bird.
You got one up around my place there. The
down here.
For quite a while.
That's uncommon.
I got some quail up there too. We've been feeding the hogs out there, and they come up there and pick up corn around right in the front yard there.
Yeah. That's what they ought to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
have a lot of quail. They're so pretty in this country.
That's a very beneficial bird to a farmer, the quail. Eats many bugs and worms and stuff.
1688 at $60.
That's the fertilizer. We'd use that for watermelon us too as a side drift.
Seemed like last year the 10-10-10 was about 52.
But I'd use something with plenty of nitrogen in it because that's what you need now.
That's what you need, yeah. That's why you wear a hat, so you can get it up in the air.
Right. That's cool. I didn't have a hat.
How are you getting along anyway?
You haven't retired yet.
No, I'd like to, though. You're in the parade, aren't you? I'm candidate. I'm not against it.
I'm taking you to be a man in the picture. What on?
Yeah.
Right. Over there, yeah, years ago. Got me pulled out of court. And he had a time limit on him. Certain day, he was quick to go into the field. He wasn't too comfortable in that time limit. So he put his gate up, put it out. I went over that time limit, and there was a lot. So I sat there. That one was hurting that lot. Trying to have the watermelon come out there. And he had to have an accident on the old pickup truck. He went out and did that lot. Told me to go in there. I said, nope. He said, all right, I'll get somebody else to hold your watermelon. I said, all right, I'll get somebody else to hold your watermelon. Told you. It wasn't long before the fellow owned the property. That was over. Wow. You remember him?
I never saw him.
No, he died before you died. Anyway, he came down and he said, who broke this truck on my head? He said, I just told you $50. He took the damn thing to school.
Right down here.
Never did.
Never did get no money, but he didn't cut any watermelon.
I went. All right.
Him. If you tell him he'd stay over.
Did you do that?
I done that.
I don't tear things up myself.
If you tell me to stay over your property, I understand. Especially if it's done a lot on that field.
That was no offer.
No offer?
He cut my silage on that same land. I had that old corn silage.
Marcus had some oranges back in there one time. He told me to go back and pick them oranges.
I don't know
about it. Young trees don't run a lot in that. I think the cold run in that way.
Did it rain?
No.
It didn't rain. I reckon you got a crop of seeds.
figs.
Yeah.
Look like it. They don't,
It's got the plums, it's got all the other stuff.
Right? Yeah. I'm going off now. I hadn't seen anybody. Marge and them was back there, but I didn't see them.
If we can cut down next to it, we'll be cutting a complete new crop. In other words, it'd be a complete new crop. It'd come on there since.
Since you started cutting.
Well,
that's going pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, I haven't done that before. Or at least it's been 20 years since I've seen it.
And not much moisture you had either, not much.
Well, I tell you, that place is deceiving. Bob and I was talking about that yesterday. If it had been a real wet year up there, we might have been in trouble. I don't know, but it had ground holds of moisture as good as any I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Some curious reason, you think it would drain around that swamp, you see?
I guess with that prairie on one side, and in that lake, just the ground level, the water table just stays up high between the two, and there's just two or three light spots out there. That,
just double that.
Well, I tell you, that hadn't been built up back there at all, not since I've been there. Now, I've cultivated all the other, or at least most of the other, the rest of it. I haven't done a thing to that.
Well, when you get through, I told Bob, if you want to help, we can put a tractor up there. We haven't got a big one, but we can put a tractor up there trying to help level that thing up and put it back in shape for a pasture.
I had the best luck with indigo in that bahia. If you put the indigo in before the bahia gets, you know, way ahead of it, they'll come along together and they make you score that fine pasture. And that indigo, you know, makes the other grow.
Is that right? Well, yeah, I guess I did too.
Once it gets started, it ought to have a little, I imagine it'll be enough fertilizer left, you know.
They ought to be a good little bit. We had pretty high organic fertilizer in there,
mm-hmm.
And they ought to be a good little bit of it left. And, I know
you don't.
Christian, my father-in-law, when I started to work with him, wasn't my name behind us. He had a lot of Alice Plover and things like that.
Yeah.
Somebody told me something yesterday, really chitty, when he told me that Alice Clover would tend to root knot land and make land root knot. I never realized that.
That's what I hear. That's bad, too, because it's
well,
such
it's
good
bad, course, especially for row crops. Of course, it doesn't hurt grass so much, but I guess enough of it would. But, this, what was that thing? It was in bahia before, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that will start coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I know my pasture down there. I planted that thing in melon. We went back in there and I swung. Next year we had as good a better crop of bahia as we ever had.
I never plowed it up this and kept it plowed this late in the season. I put in rye one time, and it a little too going. Too much going on today.
Yeah, quite a little bit going on all day long. About 9 hours that today. That's pretty enough. About 8.5 hours of it.
Yeah, that's right. Good steady, good bait of it, I'd say.
Yeah.
I haven't seen our dog man. I didn't go.
Oh, why was it still open? Of course, there he is. Keep him in the hand. My dog, when he goes with me.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, do you remember that little white dog with the black spots on her long haired dog used to be across the river right down here?
Well, I may come back.
Uh-uh.
It was like this kind of a boy, Kylie. and that was the nicest dog I ever had seen in my life.
Oh, you the fella called up a while ago?
Yes, ma'am.
About the cantaloupe? Where were you?
I was in,
You understand that now, don't you? 15-3, he said he walked it first.
I was north of, just straight across on 240 from Fort White.
Well, you up there about the county line?
Yeah.
Well, I told Bill I thought that's what I should you say something about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got here.
He'd all loaded up.
No, he's the man that called about that. That's not him. He's not the one that called. The other one called, the melon
truck.
Called.
Well, he got
half melon. Yeah, but this man's supposed to get a load of melon.
Oh.
Well, let me go get me a bushel basket full of dimes.
Ernest, where are you these days? Don't you know my tomatoes need picking, and don't you know my peas are this high? Don't you know? Look at that. Ernest.
Ma'am?
My peas are that high.
Yeah. What you
want? You'll be coming around when they get ready to pick, I bet.
I'll give you some tomatoes and give you an apple and both some next time I pick.
Oh, I ain't been, you know what I mean? I haven't been being.
How's that hand?
Going back to wood.
I went out Saturday afternoon, weeded one flower bed, Miss Annette, Miss Hayden's flower bed right beside her house, and I was all fouled up. I said, oh, Lord. Well, one thing.
She's still not back. She wasn't back Sunday.
No, she's not back yet. She won't be back sometime between now and the first.
Oh, good for her. I miss her, but I'm glad she...
You miss her? What do you think I do?
Let me tell you, I went to Sunday school last summer, and I hadn't heard a Sunday school lesson like that. I don't know when.
Where was that?
Up here, Ms. Hayden's class.
Oh, you... Last Sunday? Who taught it?
Ms. Withy.
Good. You watch Ms. Withy. When she's sitting there, she's got something. And she's taking notes down on every sermon that man preaches.
Oh.
Yeah, she does it, I don't know. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you like to read. I don't like to read.
Well, let me tell you, I didn't want one.
She's just a little bit, not, well, hello.
A little strict?
No, shall I say,
are you
going
to
be? There was an organ up there. She just couldn't go along that path. She learned, she had music when she was coming up, but she didn't play. But she learned to play, and she learned to play the church, and then she learned to play that.